the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
How does one go from being one of the biggest action stars in the world to a weirdo with too much hair dye in his hair and beard and making weird claims like you're all of a sudden Dr. Evil? Well, let Steven Seagal show you.
Yeah. That's nice. What it is. It's just too many years of people wanting to hear him say crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
So they put him on camera, and that's what happens.
Steven Seagal, who's been granted both Russian and Serbian citizenship. He's the Russia's special envoy to the United States. But before he was a political titan and a leader of people, he was an action star. And I don't know if you know this, he apparently created an energy drink and an ad that I'm not sure who was supposed to see this because it's way too long to be on TV. It's so poorly done. I can't believe we weren't cast in it.
It's just your basic minute 53-second long commercial.
Okay, right? All right. That's it's very standard,
weird time.
And so, he has an energy drink, Steven Seagal. Oh, by the way, guess who plays the soundtrack?
I'm going to guess it's Steven Seagal.
Okay.
Hey there. We want to tell you about Steven Seagal's new energy drink. It's called Lightning Bolt. It's 100% natural, and it tastes just great.
Lightning Bolt.
This feels like a Saturday Night Live sketch that aired in the final segment when they're like, we need something to kill 1 minute, 53 seconds.
It definitely does. Steven Seagal's Lightning Bolt energy drink.
But is that him doing the voiceover?
It sounds like it.
It does. I think he did this all on himself.
That guy's Australian.
Yeah, he's doing an accent. He's an actor, Joe.
He's just talking through it.
Too much range.
So the cans are great, too, because they're blue and red.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got lightning bolts going in the middle. And then it says Steven Seagal lightning bolt. But on the bottom left of the can, self-portrait, and I assume a quote.
Yes.
And it looks great.
And a Chinese symbol inside the logos, of course.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In fact, it's so good, he likes swimming in it.
He likes swimming in it.
How's it going, baby?
Boss, I put another 2,000 cans to go to fill this pool.
Man, I feel so sorry for you, but you know what? I really wanted to swim in Steven Seagal's lightning bolt with you.
Just so you're clear.
What he sounds like.
Wait, what in the hell?
Do you think this isn't him?
No, I think that is him.
What is happening?
So Steven Seagal is talking to a woman they hired after they said, get me the hottest girl from the local library. Attractive, but
she
is not an actress. It doesn't seem like. Maybe just getting started. And
she
is in a pool pouring one can of lightning bolt in order to portray that the pool is filled with Steven Seagal's lightning bolt. Yeah. And it's unclear to me whether she is his employee or his lover from the words they use.
Yeah, let's back up a little bit and watch the whole interaction again.
It's also very clear based on the lighting. He is somewhere very bright. And it's kind of cloudy where she's at.
You're right. They're not together.
No.
How's it going, baby?
Boss, I put another 2,000 cans to go to fill this pool.
Man, I feel so sorry for you, but you know what? I really wanted to swim in Steven Seagal's lightning bolt with you.
Yeah, but you know I love doing it because I love you.
I love you too, baby.
What in the hell?
She calls her, maybe that's just their pet name. Like, hey, boss, I'm almost done filling the pool with your canned urine. You can swim in it soon.
She's being
held
captive. And he's like,
oh. I'm just sitting here over here by my amps next to the pool in case a blues concert starts.
Lightning Bolt is a unique energy drink. It's the first of its kind. With 100% pure juice blends and is the only energy drink to contain Tibetan goji berries and Asian cordyceps.
What? I know those are probably things.
Asian
but it
what?
Sounds like you're...
Cordyceps?
Cordyceps.
According to Adweek, Seagal claimed that he'd personally backpacked through Asia in search of the drink's ingredient, resulting in a beverage that held, quote, untold power.
Wow.
And it hits the spot every time.
Now we can both swim in Steven Seagal's lightning bolt pool.
Baby, thank you, man.
Surprise, Kelly. She was in the same location.
They are. Shot it in a way that made it look impossible that they were in the same spot.
That's crazy.
Or they met in a third pool.
That's a body double.
Yeah, she and she walked like a little bit of like very snake-ish, very wormy.
Yeah, and they definitely hug in a way that's that she said, make sure they know our genitals can't be closer than 2 feet.
And it's also because the location of where she's hiding the lightning bolt can would surprise you.
Everybody just see that?
Oh, he accidentally shoved her in the pool.
That's fine. It's filled with power.
It's filled with Steven Seagal's lightning.
It's got one. I found it in the bottom of the pool.
Lightning bolt.
Why was she so out of breath from just doing that?
I guess they held her underwater for a long time to teach her a lesson about taking bad gigs.
Yeah, that was her 400th take. Yeah, that's why.
I want to shove the girl in the water again.
Mm-hmm. All right, now's the point where they really bring it home in the final 45 seconds.
Yes, because now they inexplicably change languages.
Lightning bolt comes in two delicious flavors, Asian experience and cherry charge. So why not give your taste buds a real thrill?
Cherry is a flavor, but Asian experience is not typically a flavor.
No, not usually.
Okay, so now he's again sitting with his Marshall stacks on top of my mom's dining room table, complete with a tablecloth that is covered in flowers outside of his patio.
Yeah, he's got all of his rattan furniture.
Yep, a million cans of Lightning Bolt or whatever it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he looks
and
like
a different hot girl is now going to bring him something wearing an apron and a bikini. Pretty standard fare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This looks like a remote that we would have done. Like we have, pallets of Steven Seagal energy drink. This will be our prize for a year.
Replace the energy drink with Mike's Red Hot, and you're spot on.
I know. Yeah.
Привет, дорогая.
Привет, дорогой. Это тебе.
Спасибо.
Сестричка, я сейчас к тебе присоединюсь. Милый, могу я пойти?
He's speaking communist. Would you mind if I got in the swimming pool with my sister? I would like
to swim in Steven Seagal's lightning bolt.
He says, of course.
Good to be the can.
That's not the same can.
And then he switched languages again.
Not the same can.
Yeah, now he's back to English.
Guess what?
Red and blue. That one's a nice dark purpley black.
Well, he must have gone backpacking again for more ingredients.
Well, also face the can towards the camera.
It's good to be the can. And guess what? What's going to happen to you if you drank Lightning Bolt? Lightning Bolt.
Wow.
Try it today. It's electric.
I could never decide when I'm trying to pick out a flavor if I want the flavor of a continent like Asian or cherry.
I'd rather have Asian.
I mean, that seems like it's so much bigger.
How do those compare?
I don't know.
I just like that their sound for lightning bolt wasn't thunder, but
that's electric. Again,
what would Tesla do?
Did you know that we can buy a can of Lightning Bolt?
The last one?
It has to be because it's $6,900 on eBay.
Oh, my God. Now, I looked it up on Amazon. Asian Experience Energy Drink, 24 16-ounce cans, currently unavailable, and we do not know when it'll be available again, but it does have 3.5 stars of ratings.
What are some of the reviews?
100? 22.
Go to the reviews. I have to hear these.
I'm sure they're very good.
Let's see.
I bet he single-handedly depleted the world's supply of Himalayan goji berries.
Oh, well, I zoomed in on this quote at the bottom of the can.
Yeah, what does it say? What's the inspirational
quote?
A
natural energy drink packed with vitamins and exotic botanicals. Steven Seagal.
Oh, that was his quote,
that was his quote.
That's just a fact. That's not...
Well...
I mean, you know what I mean. Usually you'd think it was some sort of an ancient Chinese proverb or... some kind of kick-ass karate quote.
I cannot imagine the
This has stuff in it.
I can't imagine the disgusting chin-bearded people who bought this and drank it.
This tastes like Steven Seagal's ponytail. Gross is one of the reviews.
For the
most of the reviews are really good. I would give this a million stars if I could. I just got home from 7-Eleven where I chugged my first one ever. Oh, man, I have so much energy.
Oh, now it's time to go home and make some, like, videos of you using your katana on water bottles and other
packages of ramen.
Yeah. Uncle Ace is very not sincere. I meant to simply hand the cashier my money and ended up piercing his chest cavity with my dollars of death. Then I walked across the street and a keto flipped my car out of the way. It was blocking the sidewalk. Forgot my keys, so I kicked the front door off the hinges and halfway through the living room wall. I had to run a few thousand wind sprints before I could calm down enough to type this. And then I punched three keyboards in half. Buy this drink!
I would if I could. I can't.
Wow.
Why are is $7,000, is that a decent price for
it? So.
If it has the powers that it says?
It seems reasonable and will only go up in value.
That is true.
People are saying, what year is this from? That's a great question. I cannot tell.
Like,
the production quality is 1997.
Uh-huh. His hair is colored out of a can.
Yeah.
So that could have been any time.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.